welcome to the Live for Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast, where we talk about ways to have a happy marriage, live debt-free and financially free, to raising teenagers to be successful adults. We will dive into marriage prep, to what our guests have found that works for their marriages, and surviving those teenage years, and giving your kids lessons to be a successful adult that they may not learn in school, and how to be debt-free and reach your financial freedom goals so you have choices to retire early or to have the retirement that you want. Now, here's your host, author of Mills' Way to Richer Living book, Bruce Mills.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, the choice is yours. We all have many choices every day. We can make choices to help us, to have less stress, to have more time. We can make choices to help our finances or income coming in. It's up to us and no one else. Like some people may say, there's no free lunches out there. Okay. Sometimes people buy us a free lunch, but you know what I mean. Now, as always, I'm not giving you any financial advice, medical advice, legal advice. You should seek advice from professional advisors to see what's best for your situation. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Now, in the show notes, there may be some affiliate links that's to help to cover some of our expenses for this podcast. You know, it costs a lot to live nowadays. Well, I've had a couple lunches this year with some really great guys. And some of them are really successful people. Three of them are very wealthy, they say. Now, I don't know their personal situation. I haven't seen their finances. I've known a lot of people that have nice cars and big houses, but yet major debt problems. And they're living on a string, so if they lose their job or their spouse loses their job, everything falls like a house of cards. They can lose it all. But these three guys that are wealthy, the things they all had in common were they were entrepreneurs. They work for themselves. They have positive attitudes. They have a can-do attitude. They know it's up to them and no one else. They don't have that entitlement attitude for sure. Like, you know, they said most people, it's hard for them to get rich working for someone else. You have to do the work yourself. You have to work hard. Two books that all three of them said they had read and they believed in, the books, they're the same two books that I've been recommended to people over the years that I help with my financial freedom coaching or my other coaching services. The first book is Millionaire Next Door book by Thomas Stanley and William Danko. Next book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, which, you know, he teaches what rich people teach their kids about money. And that book was by Robert Kiyosaki. Robert's got a whole bunch of books in that book series. I think I have them all if you looked at my bookcases. Now, my first mentor that taught me about being an entrepreneur and money was Harold Lose. I started working for him. He was my neighbor and he owned an ice company. I think I was 11 or 12 when I started working for him back in the day. Well, he's also owned 2 fitness centers, 2 used car lots. Things I remember about him was his amazing attitude. And he'd say that money comes and goes. And if he needs more, he can just make more of it. Now, he didn't have a money-making machine, of course. He wasn't a counterfeiter, but he knew with his mind that he could come up with money. Like he said, money is just an idea. He never seemed stressed about anything. He had a great mind for sales, business, and giving great customer service. He also lived below his means and would try to repair most anything, like at the ice company when I worked with him, to save money instead of hiring somebody out to come fix it. Now, if you looked at his house or the cars he drove, you wouldn't have thought that he was well off or the way he dressed. He was a great down-to-earth guy and a great example of the Millionaire Next Door book and the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. Robert Kawasaki in his Rich Dad, Poor Dad books also said it the best way, accordingly, kind of like, you know, Harold did. But he said money is an idea. And if you don't have the money, then all you have to do is change the way you think. It's that simple. So true, though. Our minds hold us back so much. And that's why I believe in continuing education. Surround yourself with people that are entrepreneurs, that are, have positive attitudes, that like to think outside the box. I liked examples of Millionaire Next Door book on how to live below your means. And in that book, it shows you not how, you know, to make the money per se, but it basically says you need to make money, of course, but spend less than you make and invest it. You know, there's examples in the book of people not making a lot of money, but they retire millionaires because they invested. They live below their means. That is why I bring it up to our boys, examples of rich people who don't drive fancy cars or wear fancy clothes or wear Rolex watches. Our boys aren't rich or even have a net worth currently, but they like to spend money like they're rich. Oh, kids, someday they'll hopefully learn. We've tried with them and tried and tried. That's why I wrote that Money Secrets book of lessons we taught them about money. So in the future, if they are down and out and they ask Darlene and myself for money, we can say, we love you, son, but go reread the book. Our goal is to be able to live off 3% withdrawal rate when Darlene completely retires. Now, right now, she's working. The income helps us, but also the health insurance is a huge benefit of her working. Now, we live debt-free, and we work really hard to live within our budget. I feel we can adjust our budget at times if we need to. If our Live For podcast takes off or our coaching services take off really big, hopefully then she could retire sooner and help me with the businesses. Now, if you want to explore more about buying or selling a home in real estate or anywhere in the United States, just contact me today. I'm an Arizona real estate agent and I'm a referral agent, so I can help you anywhere in the United States, find a good real estate agent. I can also help you with my coaching services. I like to help people have less stress about life in general, have less stress about their financial freedom plans, about their retirement plans. I want them to spend more time enjoying life. My coaching services are also available for relationships, dating, stress reduction, goals, to getting debt-free. And you know, the definition, Sandy, is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. Albert Einstein said that. I would also say the definition, Sandy, is believing you can live a financial, responsible life without tracking how you're doing, having a budget and goals. I like following others who track their finances to compare ours to theirs also. I also enjoy helping people with their finances and goals. I love spreadsheets. You should see our house. I've got spreadsheets on everything. Here's some positive quotes I'd like to leave you on. The first one, get your money to work for you as hard as you work for it, by Napoleon Hill. Next, one, make money. Two, use that money to make more money. Three, repeat the process, by Warren Buffett. Next one, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is a path, by Buddha. Next one, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Wayne Dyer. Oh, so true. And last one, You Don't Know How You Will Die, But You Can Choose How to Live by my buddy, Joey O. Hey, let me know your thoughts about this podcast, topics you'd like me to talk about in the future. Remember, I am in the business of helping people retire early, enjoy life more, have less stress, and be more successful. So don't give up on your dreams. Don't let others talk you out of your dreams. Make your dreams happen. Make it happen today. Hope you have a great day. Check out my books on Amazon.com. You can support me at PayPal/Millsway. And we hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Live For Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast with Bruce Mills. Be sure to check back every Thursday for a new Live For podcast at anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, and more coming. Or go to millsway.com or liveforclub. Please support this podcast at anchor.fm/liveFor or millsway.com or paypal.me/millsway. If you want to be a guest on the show, email us at bruce@millsway.com. Thanks, and have a great day.